6:47 right now, and you're listening to Quebec AM. And in the heart of the village of Hatley, Quebec, there is a broad green space known as the Hatley Commons. It serves as the key gathering point for major community events such as the annual Canada Day Parade, and its focal point is St. James Anglican Church. The white country church is a point of pride for the community, but at nearly 200 years old and lacking an active congregation, St. James is now at a turning point. Our Eastern Townships correspondent, Gordon Lambie, recently went to visit the church. There he met up with Alexandra Reed and Peter Provencher, two members of a committee created in the hope of restoring the building and giving it new life.
It's interesting, you talk to the people in the community, and, I was married in this church in 1972, and, I was baptized here, and they really have a sense that it's their church, and it's their part of their heritage. And that's the big thing, is the heritage of it.
St. James Hatley was built in 1827. The founder of the church was Bishop James Stuart, who was the second bishop of Quebec. And the key thing with the St. James Hatley is it's where it's located, on the commons in Hatley, which is a lovely little quiet community in the Eastern Townships, around one of the many little villages around the Lake of Massawippi. The commons is a large, large open field, beautifully maintained. We have to one side the community center, which is also known as the Charleston Academy, and that Charleston Academy is owned by the town. And then right at the center, as you look up the commons, and straight ahead, you will see the Church of St. James. And it's very, very predominant. This wonderful little white building with a nice steeple, a lovely, quiet graveyard in the back. It's you know, lots of green, and it's just a special little place.
And that's the string for the bell.
Yes. Yeah, it still works?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the town.
The first time I drove in here was about 20 years ago, and I saw this little white building, and I thought, oh, this is a perfect spot. You can have picnics, you can have parades, which is one of the big things that we do every year. The town of Hatley puts on the big Canada Parade, the largest next to the one in Montreal. And that's what you see, and it's just this magic little place.
That's from the Charleston Academy.
And we have the somebody's garments, robes. Priest robes. Here, I'll go up behind you.
Okay.
Careful, they're really narrow.
The church needs a lot of tender, loving care. It is 200 years old. We have to do a lot of excavation work for drainage problems that we've been having. We have to redo probably about 60% of replacements of the siding. We've got wonderful, two or three particularly beautiful stained glass windows, and they're going to be restored as well. They're going to be removed. We're going to put plywood up for the winter. They're going to be shipped off to Montreal to a specialist who does stained glass windows. And then come spring, we hope the windows will go back with new exterior windows, which will be thermal pane. And then we'll have all the frames rebuilt around them, and then they'll be reinstalled. We also have work to do in the structural integrity of the building. Support beams have to be reinforced. They are wood, and there's been rot over the last almost 200 years. We're also going to be working on the bell tower to tie that back into the main part of the building, because it's a little bit wobbly. It's not very, very, it's secure. It's not going to fall over tomorrow, but it certainly needs reinforcement and tied back in.
This is the body of the church, and which, again, as I said, seats between 130 to 150 people.
Okay.
And this is where
we also wanted to work on the interior of the building. We want to bring it back, if we can afford it, bring it back to its original state of the natural wood paneling. It's been painted over the years. and we'd like to bring that back. We'd like to bring back the floors to the beautiful, you know, pine floors are at least a foot wide, and we want to bring that back in so it looks part of the way it did in 1827 after it was constructed.
We have to clear the place out,
yes. Right?
Because when they come in here, it's going to be scattered. Mm-hmm.
What we're aiming for is to, we still can have, use the church as a church. If people want to get married, have a funeral, they're certainly more than welcome. But it's going to be more for arts and culture. And it's there for the community to use, for whether it be a concert, a reading, a book launch. It could be small theatrical performances. And so it's there for community activities. We hope that perhaps this fall we'll be able to put the shovel around the foundation and start digging up the foundation to work on the drainage. So all that, plus the exterior work, tying in the bell tower, we're hoping 2025, if all goes smoothly, it'll be 2025. We may end up going into 2026, we don't know, but that's the timeline. And then, of course, the 200th anniversary, in 2027, we are going to be looking at some kind of a celebration, working with the community of Hatley. Also, a lot of the government of Quebec and the government of Canada really want us to tie the restoration in with the 200th anniversary of the building and the church.
The signatures on the there's more down here. October 30th, 1898.
Alexandra Reed and Peter Provencher are members of the St. Francis Deanery Heritage Committee. They're working to restore the St. James Anglican Church in Hatley. And for more information on the restoration project, you can go to St. James Hatley altogether. So St. James Hatley, Hatley.org.